Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me like that should
Greetings. Good night, everyone. Hello to all of those who are there taking the time out to tune in to the Bush is Swelling show. What a blessing to be alive today. This is your host, Bushwoman, and my co-host, the speaker MC. So let me introduce our show. As I said, I'm Bushwoman. And my co-host is Marcia Chambers, a.k.a. Speaker MC. And just want to say the Bush is Swelling show explores sexual wellness through mental masturbation. So what we would like you to do is to just relax. If you love wine, sip on some wine or whatever bubbly you like, water or juice or whatever. And indulge in something delectable, like some dark chocolate, as we engage you in a sexy, sensual, stimulating conversation about manifestation with masturbation. Now, we didn't have our show 2 weeks ago, so we are incorporating tonight part one, part two of manifestation with masturbation. Do you know that you can manifest what you want to attract in your life through masturbation? So I want you to remember that we are not doctors. No, we are not. We are just bringing you information so that you can begin stimulating and igniting the fire between the sheets, boosting your sexual self-confidence to stir up the passion in your relationships, learning about the bush natural and herbal concoctions for nourishment and tapping into your soulful sexual wellness and expanding your sexual vocabulary as you discover a new way to think about toys and the healing benefits. So when you tap into your soulful sexual wellness, when you use the bush concoctions, you begin to liberate your being as you engage in and embrace your orgasmic awareness through the art of communication. So we welcome you to join our conversation tonight that teases the senses and titillates your mind and body. And if you have any questions you've always wanted to ask, please feel free to call in and ask. Again, let's awaken that inner bushwoman or bushman. Let's get your sexual wellness and live empowered lifestyle. So come and play with us on the Bush is Swelling show tonight. So we're going to have a conversation about a very sensitive topic. And we are talking about manifestation with masturbation. And let me give a little bio background on the host. Now, my co-host, Marcia Chambers, is doing a fantastic woman's workshop called Swell, Sexual Wellness Empowered Living Lifestyles for Ladies. And she's in the Philadelphia area tonight. So she's going to try to come on the show later. Hopefully she's able to get away from her awesome workshop and join us tonight as we have the conversation. We have tonight also a special guest, which will be alchemist brother Hank Rising Sun. This brother is off the chain. He is known for so many wonderful works that he does. But before I bring him on and before I talk about him and introduce him, we want to have you know who we are. So Marcia Chambers, a.k.a. the Speaker MC. Marcia is an award-winning international speaker and sexual wellness consultant of Swell for Women. And I'm Najami Lazama, a.k.a. Bushwoman, and I'm a certified professional development awareness life coach of Bushwoman Conversations Project. I am a certified chair yoga instructor and yoga instructor from Breed for Change. And this show is really all about promoting sexual wellness in a truly healthy, organic, and informative way. So we want to help you bring back the intimacy, the sexy, and the fun-filled connections. So while we are getting ourselves together and waiting for the guests to come on, we're going to take a little break and go right into taking your time. That's right, baby. Take your time and do it right. That's what Bushwoman say. Bushwoman say so. Hello, welcome back to the show. And the show tonight is Manifestation with Masturbation, part one and two. As I said, we didn't get a chance to play our show for the last show. But it is about taking your time and doing it right. It is about learning to understand that everything is about energy. Sex is about energy. It is about dealing and honoring that root chakra within the body. And we need to understand that the taboos and the negative conversations we've had about masturbation is really a taboo. Now, do you know that you can use your sexual energy, that's we're talking about masturbation, to manifest what you desire? And it's not just about ejaculating and letting it out. It's about using the energy to transmit what you want to attract in your life. And today, tonight, we have a very special guest. Now, I have known Hank, oh my God, for over 30 years. Hank is he's considered a mad alchemist, a mad scientist. Some people call him the mad scientist. And this brother has such a great, great bio. He has such a great reputation out there in the holistic circles. Hank and I met over 30 years ago, as I said, and Hank is a great healer on many different levels. I call him an alchemist, a magician, a wizard. Actually, I consider him to be like a wizard. So let me give you a little intro about Hank. Hank Rising Sun, as he's known lovingly by all of us within the holistic healing circles. He is an Oregon product developer specializing in wearable amulets for protection, projection, and manifestation. So, Brother Hank has been studying pyramids, magnets, crystals for over 35 years, student of various modalities ranging from Reiki Master, Advanced Pranic Healing, Qigong, psychedelics, Tantra, and continuous student of the following ascended masters: Simone Toko, Saint Germain, Great Divine Director, Sheik Amadou Bamba, Black Madonna, White Buffalo, Calf Woman, Harriet Tubman, Chief Geronimo, Chief Crazy Horse, Baba Nat Turner, Pastor John Brown, and all warrior shamans of antiquity. I salute you. So this brother here also has his own talk show, and he will talk more about that. But if you want to get into some of his, at least purchase some of his magnetic water bottles, he has, you can go on his website on www.healingwaterbottle.com, www.healingwaterbottle.com. For his Oregon jewelry, you can go on to www.oregon4u.com, www.oregon4u.com. And his radio show, which I've been a guest on his show a couple of times, a great show. His show is called, matter of fact, his show is called Magnets, Crystals, and Pyramids. And it's a talk blog show, and that link is also www.blogtalkradio.com/ magnets, crystals, and pyramids. But we're going to also note this information about Hank later on in the show. So let me bring Hank in and have Hank. Hello, Hank, are you there?
I'm right here, Najami. Thank you for having me on your show. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Brother Hank, for coming on the show. I really appreciate the energy. I know that you have such a wealth of information. I mean, you are, to me, not only are you an alchemist, Hank, you are a warlock, a wizard, really.
Well, Okay, give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Give God the glory. Thank you, conjure, up spells, potions, things with your jewelry, with your water, to help people. So we're talking about manifestations with masturbation. And we want to deal with the conversation from a very tantric, spiritual perspective, where people have such negative taboos about masturbation. So can you enlighten us on some of the myths that people have had about this sacred time one has with loving themselves?
Okay. First, I want to also acknowledge my Taoist teacher, Mantak Chia, who brought awareness to me when I was in my 20s of the average man only creates approximately 5 gallons of sperm in his lifetime. After the 5 gallons, he's basically going to shoot blanks. So I was at that time, when I first got into sexual energy cultivation, I was dealing with an older woman, and I was in my early 20s, and she was significantly older than me. And she would love when I would release my seed into her. She wouldn't get pregnant because she had, you know, the preventative technology. But she would absorb my energy in ways that I was never aware of, because I considered myself like a late bloomer. And one time while we were having sex, I remember after I released my seed, I felt my soul cry. And it was my first time ever having an experience like that. And I was like, oh,
wow.
There is more to sexual energy than I am aware of. So I started praying. I started praying and asking for guidance about sexual energy. And I was guided to a bookstore that used to be on Broadway called Wiser's Bookstore on Broadway and Astor back in years ago. And I saw in the window of the bookstore Mantak Chia's book called Cultivating Male Sexual Energy. And I started reading his book, and I found it to be fascinating because you don't learn about sex from your parents. Most people, you know, if you have learned about sex from your parents, you're an exception. And I'm the oldest of seven children. And my parents, I guess you could say they did the best they could because they, you know, they didn't know. I don't think our parents, because of the traumas they go through, they really don't know how to really bring a man child into, or a daughter into, you know, adulthood, because there's so much trauma in the family. So when I started learning how to differentiate between ejaculation and orgasm, I started noticing my energy, my strength would be increased. And at that time, in my relationship with her, I almost said her name, so I was like, hold your horses there, buddy. You know, so learned from reading the book and then taking some workshops with Mantak Chia. At that time, he was in Chinatown, and then we had a retreat upstate New York in Big Indian Retreat Center that was up in off of Route 30, I think it was, 30 West, Big Indian Catskill Mountains. And in the Big Indian area, we learned how to breathe to draw energy from the earth, breathe to draw energy from the sky, breathe so that you could circulate the energy of the woman that you're connecting to sexually, so that you literally regenerate each other instead of depleting each other. Najami, we are now living in a society that porn is king. Porn rules. Porn makes more money than Apple, Samsung, and all the major corporations combined. Porn is king.
Wow.
So I was just reading that article today that the biggest business on the internet is porn. One of the biggest areas of porn users besides the U.S. and Europe is the Middle East. So,
wow.
You know, the sexual suppression from religion leads to a lot of sexual deviation. And sexual energy is going to be expressed in one form or fashion. But getting back to what you're describing as far as manifesting, my own personal experience with masturbating as a child, it was a form of stress relief for me. When I would be stressed at school, or it would be a way for me. I couldn't wait till I get home to whack off. And then when I would orgasm, I would literally fly. I would leave my body and fly over mountains,
wow,
rivers, streams. And then when I got into my 20s, I started realizing I need to charge up. So I started doing breathing exercises to recharge. Because you can manifest through orgasm. I think now that's just the first chakra science of manifesting. When we are happy, I believe that that's a higher form of manifesting, because we can have bliss, orgasms in all of our chakras. But because we are socially conditioned to think it's only the first chakra, we're not aware that the other chakras need feeding in order to manifest. So learning Tantra. Tantra is taking sexual energy and guiding it up the spine. Not releasing, but guiding the electrical energy up the spine to feed the navel chakra, feed the solar plexus, feed the heart chakra, feed the throat chakra, feed the third eye, the pineal gland, and open the crown. Because high frequency has dominion over low frequency. So I also studied what is called silver mind control. Silver mind control. And I recommend all of your listening audience to look into reading the book by Jose Silva. He's passed on. He's an ancestor now. But read the book, or take the workshop so that you can learn how to go into a relaxed state that is known as alpha or light trance state. And you can create whatever you want. You visualize it. But I noticed in my life that whenever I retained my seminal fluid, whenever I wasn't masturbating, I could manifest faster. However, I became aware of this orgasmic energy, Najami, back when we were doing massages. You know, it was almost like women. I would say, women, you are natural tantricas. Men are lucky to meet a woman who is versed in sexual secrets. Because men can't learn sexual secrets through porn, and neither can women. And unfortunately, a lot of the young generation, the millennials, they think fucking like porn is the norm. And I believe that it's a form of imprisonment, like in the ancient Roman Empire. They would use the Colosseum as a distraction to the social problems in the country. Now it's sports and porn. Porn's the form of get high or diversion from the problems at hand. Now, since I've been wearing orgone amulets on my chest, Najami, like you experienced on Franklin Avenue that time, I haven't felt like the urge to masturbate. I haven't felt the urge to have sex, because I'm in a state of bliss. When I first put it on, the high-powered orgone, it felt like I was having an orgasm in my chest. And
well, before we go further, hold on, Hank.
Sure.
All our thoughts are secondhand. Let's go into a short break. We're going to do a little music break here, come back with a quick little commercial. As I said, my co-host, MC, she's going to try to come on the show. She's right now, she's in Philly doing her champagne and chocolates for women. And Bushwoman is going to be having her writing affirmations workshop on June 10th at South Oxford Space, 138 South Oxford Street on June 10th from 3 to 6. So we're going to take a short break, and I want Hank to come back about this powerful jewelry that he makes, and I definitely will share my experience about that. So hold tight, Hank. Let's go into a little break here for about 3 minutes, and we will be right back with Mary J. Blige and Kanye about loving yourself.
It's been all right. I made it here with love. I made it here with love. Said I've been up and down and I've been through it all. Took a while to know my heart. Oh, yes, it did. Yeah. Before love like this, you'll go through the fire and valley lows. But if you just hold on, please hold on, it'll love is strong, it'll save you.
Oh, yeah.
Please hold on, it'll save you. Save you.
Before you feed somebody else,
You gotta stay open and don't be foolish, 'cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself, you gotta love yourself before you love somebody else.
Yeah, you got to learn how to love yourself. And on the Bush and Sterling show, we do our best to bring you some informative information. As we said, as I said earlier, we're not doctors. And we are here to enlighten, elevate the mind, the consciousness, the senses. And also, I just want to touch on, there's a lot of herbs out there that one can take for enhancing one's sexual energy, prowess. Maca root is one. Nutmeg is known as the female Viagra. Taking care, and a lot of people don't know about merengue or moringa root or leaves as being healthy for cleansing and stimulating the body systems as well. In the Caribbean, we have some herbs, horny goat weed, and also bobande is a book, is a herb, a bark from a tree meaning hardwood. But there are a lot of also certain herbs, and I recommend people do their own research. If you find that your libido is low or imbalanced, Irish moss, sea moss is great for manifesting and bringing up the energy, sexual energy within the body. But I'm going to come back to Hank, the brother rising sun, the alchemist, the wizard, I call him all of that. As I said, Hank and I have known each other for 30 years. And Hank also is a creator of wonderful crystal magnetic jewelry. I met Hank one day in Brooklyn, Hank having some food. I stopped in and said hi to my brother. He said, Najami, you got to try on this Oregon piece. I said, Oregon. I'm going to correct Hank. Anyway, I put the thing on my chest, and then I took it off. And Hank says, no, leave it on for a few more minutes. All right, I left it on, and I'm talking to Hank. After I left Hank, I went to my home. On my way, walking there, I'm starting to feel my body vibrate. I said, what the hell is this? What is this feeling? When I got in my house, my whole body was like you plug in an electrical cord or something, and I was whole vibrating. I had to call Hank and say, Hank, what the hell is this? What kind of jewelry is this? So you can imagine wearing his pieces and how it revs up the chakra points in the body. And when your chakra points are open and are proper in the correct way, you can manifest what you want by saying it, claiming it, getting into the feeling of it. So, Hank, tell us about your jewelry. How one uses this, the jewelry that you make can also create these great manifestations, and let's say they use it also with masturbation.
This technology, orgone, it goes back. This is what they were sharing with us in the movie Black Panther. Orgone is the vibranium that you saw. It didn't come down on a meteorite. It's all around us. The planets, the galaxy's existence is like a fishbowl full of water, electrical water, that is not only high-powered, but it's also bliss. And this is what the planets spin in. And the ancient world, which was more technologically, spiritually superior to modern-day living, they didn't use coal, oil, or gas. They would catch the orgone energy and generate electricity in the ancient continents of Kemet, Atlantis, India. They had levitation ships. They had teleportation to other planets. And what happened was the evolved souls went into the spirit realm so that the young souls could come down and learn, like a pre-K chicken farm prison planet that exists today. So the biblical reference to orgone energy is the sacred ark,
the Ark of the Covenant that the Hebrew Israelites would carry around, and they had acacia poles so that no one would touch it and be electrically shocked to death. However, the Orgone energy would be directed at enemy armies of the Hebrew Israelites and would wipe them out with plasma that would be generated inside the Ark, and it would kill thousands, or it could be used for healing. And the person who was trying to bring Orgone technology back to modern-day Europeans was Nikola Tesla. And the bank gangsters and the oil greedy men suppressed his Wiedenkliff Tower when they got wind that he wanted to provide wireless electricity from the air, like the ancient world also did, because Nikola Tesla said, if you keep using the oil for a source of fuel and the coal, you're going to have planetary catastrophic consequence in generations to come. So the ancient Egyptians, the ancient Atlanteans knew about oil. They knew about coal, but that was a primitive, inferior way to generate heat, electricity, and lighting and power. So Orgone energy in modern times was, the term Orgone was brought forth by Wilhelm Reich. He was a doctor, a medical doctor, who discovered Orgone after taking a trip to ancient Egypt. And once he discovered how they were generating Orgone in ancient Egypt, because the Great Pyramid is an Orgone generator that was used for wireless electricity in the ancient Egyptian times that would illuminate the capstone, the gold capstone, so that ships near and far, those flying through the air and those that was floating in the waters, could find their way like a lighthouse. That's why you don't find soot in a lot of the ancient Egyptian temples and monasteries, because they use electricity. However, with the present state of affairs in Western, you know, European racism from, you know, Catholicism and the Pope wanting to hold position of power and the bankster gangsters holding positions of power, they don't want people to know about wireless electricity, free or Orgone energy. They rather keep you prisoners to a miseducation. And therefore, they stay in power and they got a job in a sense of
greatness. So how is Orgone used? That's if we are working on masturbating, pleasuring ourselves, getting connected to that, not only the root chakra, but the different chakras within the body. Because I remember I had an orgasmic experience one time where I felt all my chakra points open up. How can Orgone, be used to help people or help anyone to ascend to higher heights with masturbation, with this jewelry?
Okay, first of all, we masturbate mentally all day in our thoughts. Mm. Mental masturbation, you could masturbate with just thinking, like walking down the street and seeing a beautiful woman and saying, isn't she fine? So you have a sense of bliss in seeing her sacred geometry or the rhythm of her walk. That stimulus increases serotonin, and what's the other feel-good hormone?
Endorphin.
Oxytocin or serotonin.
Oxytocin.
So if you learn how to generate that within yourself, that changes the whole playing field, because now you don't have to use masturbation. You can do comedy. Comedy is a form of masturbation of the heart.
So there's different chakras for masturbation. You can think of something funny, and that's masturbation of the heart chakra. That's why comedians make so much money. You know, because if they say, the wise men say, when you were born, you cried and everyone laughed. live your life so that when you leave, everyone's crying and you're laughing. Is more, you could have skingasms. You know, many people have sex. Many people nowadays fuck, but they don't look into each other's eyes. They don't kiss each other's lips. They don't let the heart chakras connect. They just want to do like the porn movies show, just fucking, and then after you release, you just walk away. You know, that's insanity. But women, I'm going to say this now, women are wired in a way that allows them to be tantricas naturally that can have orgasms. They can, women can wrap circles around men orgasmically. So I say to your audience, your women audience, change the world, become a revolutionary. When you open your thighs, imagine the whole planet being between your legs, ladies. Do this on the new and the full moon. And wherever there's world problems, imagine if you masturbated and orgasmed or ejaculated over the planet that you're visualizing being the size of a grapefruit upon the world leaders and the general population to evolve and become more compassionate. You can be masturbation revolutionaries. So if you're going to masturbate, masturbate for planetary change. Ladies, if you're going to masturbate, just don't do it selfishly for your own titillation. Do it so that you can have a revolution in places of unseen power. Do it all over the whole planet. The only thing holding you back is your lack of knowing, your doubt, and your fear. So I say come over the whole planet and say peace and blessings.
Wow. So I heard you say that you have an internal, continuous internal masturbation going on when you wear your argan jewelry. You told me that you...
I'm in a continual state of bliss. And it's beautiful because when I'm near someone who's a little bit sensitive, they even pick up on the energy. You know, but the thing is, kickstart with hugs. Kickstart with giving, try to get a certain number of hugs per day. You know, years ago, I used to have another older woman that we would be hug buddies, and we never had sex, Najami, for like 5 years. We never had sex. We would be in her waterbed, buck ass naked, in her waterbed, and we would, you know, like cuddle up. And I would leave out in the morning, go to work. She would leave out, and you know, she had her life, I had mine. But we need more hugs.
Okay.
Now there's a whole industry of cuddle therapists. Because skin, to be healthy, you got to have skin. You need skingasms. So how do you masturbate your skin? You can rub yourself down like hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. But you also, it's easier and more fun if someone else holds you and hugs you. You know?
Yes. Well, I was thinking about becoming a hug, getting into that profession, a hug therapist. But because I am so sensitive about people's energies and picking up people, I really have to, because, I mean, I still do massage and, you know, you pick up stuff from people as well. So I'm a little kind of dubious about that. But I can definitely affirm that we need to hug. We need to touch more. We don't touch. We don't hug. Even hugging your girlfriends, just giving your girlfriends a hug or your friends. And I would also like to attest that if you intuitively feel a vibration not to hug someone, please don't hug them. Because you're dealing with exchange of energy. Not everyone you see you have to hug. There's certain people, certain cultures don't even have shake hands. They will bow. You know, so we understand that everything is about energy and everything is about making. So how can I, as you just said, and a great thing you said, I saw some brothers today on Franklin Avenue having an orgasm, actually, a mental orgasm. They were watching some sisters in tights. And one brother said, oh, man, I love the invention of tights. I love tights. And what the tights reveals You know, I was like, okay, I hear that. But we do have orgasms and masturbation all the time. And I also call nature orgasms. Like when I'm in nature, on the ocean, and I'm bathing in the sea, I feel very orgasmic. I feel, you know, like the sea, I'm having my own little masturbation, being in the water, being in nature. So masturbation comes in so many different forms of just releasing pent-up energy that allows one to stay stagnant. And we are talking about when you're having a masturbation, you're releasing, really visualize that money you want to make. Visualize that thousands or millions of dollars you want to make. Visualize yourself successful. Visualize healing the planet, healing the world, and things of that nature. And utilizing the energy. And so breath is very important during this process, right, Hank? Would you say that breath is very important with this process?
Breath, you can breathe and bring yourself to orgasm. So I got to give a special acknowledgement to my one of my primary tantra teachers, a brother named Brother Sirius, who he teaches tantra out of New Jersey. And you could start with learning how. Can I give his number?
Yes, please, because I'm going to have him on the
show. Brother
Sirius, at some point in time.
Brother
yes.
Sirius Ra is a tantra teacher. His number is 973-419-9417. And he will teach how you can project orgasmic energy over a person or hundreds of miles away and bring them to orgasm. If you allow yourself to breathe, when you breathe deep, you breathe in the electrical energy in the air and you build up your cellular voltage. The cells, to be healthy, every 10 cells need 1 volt of electricity. So if you're going to masturbate in nature so that the electricity from the earth can recharge you, if you're going to masturbate in the tropical ocean off in the waters of Jamaica so that you can give the bliss to the Mother Ocean for her healing. If you're going to masturbate, be a revolutionary with masturbation and don't be an egghead stuck in your own little dream reality. Make the world a better place.
Hello. You understand and you're so interested. Oh, I love that. But I'm going to Jamaica in July, so hello.
I did that at the Grill Treehouse. I masturbated in the ocean and said, Mother Ocean, I'm going to give you this all this pent-up passion I got. And I had the orgasm in the ocean, and I said, I love you, Mother Ocean. And I could feel her embracing the orgasm and giving me back the energy. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome. Crazy. So I went out there the next day, but I think she was busy with somebody else because I didn't have the same experience. But connecting having orgasmic interplay with nature is quite powerful.
Yeah. Yes. I know that some couples are very much into watching each other masturbate as well. You know, or even helping to facilitate a partner or with masturbation, even just through having a conversation, stimulating the air orgasmic experience and speaking in a certain tone and saying things in a certain way. Have you had that experience?
Say that question again, please.
Regarding air orgasmic masturbation, like speaking to someone, you know, like there are some companies that have phone sex. Let's take that for example.
The whole idea of the phone sex is. Tell you, listen, I got a story about that too. I went on this massage retreat and I met this young lady. I never met her until later, but she called me and we started having a conversation, and she started talking like phone sex talk to me because she said she knew who I was, but I didn't know who she was. But after a while, Najami, family, I could feel her in my bedroom doing the things before she said what she was doing. She started giving me head, rubbing my chest, and I could feel it. So that was my first real experience with Tantra. I don't know if she was like working her clit while she was talking to me on the phone, but whatever she was doing, she was generating enough energy that she was in my living, I mean, in my living room bedroom, you know.
Wow.
So that was my first experience where I think she was masturbating to the point that she was influencing the energy in my room.
Mm.
So, and then when I met her years later, you know, I was like, you know, she just looked like an ordinary person.
What do you mean, ordinary person? I'm more than
I got another story for you.
Go ahead.
You gotta be careful doing all this masturbation, ladies and men, because
I had
the experience when I was over on Halsey Street and I was living single. I would ghosts, family. There are ghosts around in these old houses
everywhere.
Brother,
speak.
Okay.
Thank you. Speak
so
on that.
I would. You know, like after work, and I was single, you know, I had a hot nature. I would come home and I always go to my same bed and I would masturbate and go to sleep. Because when I masturbate, bust a nut, I would fly over the cosmos and feel happy and then go to bed like I had a cup of warm milk or something. But anyway, what started happening was there would be a woman presence that felt like mounted me. And it made the masturbation feel even better. And so this happened repetitiously. Yeah. And I didn't realize I had an entity. This was it looked like it was a black woman. But she would mount me while I was masturbating, and she would get off on my orgasm. To the point that when I would have a female guest come over, one time I had a friend come over, and I said, okay, I'm going to go to the store. When I came back from the store on the corner, she was outside the house. And I was like, what are you doing outside? She said, you got a ghost. She said, when you left the living room, when you went out, when you left the house, the beads in the doorway started rattling as if the woman was saying, get out. Now, I thought that might have just been her imagination. Only thing was, it was confirmed by another sister who was over my place and said, there's a woman sitting in my lap.
So you got to be careful.
She saw a woman on your lap.
Because you might be masturbating and a spirit might be riding and fucking you while you masturbating, and you think it's just you and your imagination, but you're actually being mounted by a spirit or ghost.
That's right.
Or somebody who knows advanced astral projection.
Yeah. You know, that is so true. Reverend Valerie Love, who I've sent some information out to people, talks about that. There are times when you can be masturbating, and if you are very open, there are certain entities, succubuses, incubuses, whatever, who are floating around, will mount you. I don't know if anybody have had this experience, but I've had experience of getting up from my sleep and I'm wet, or feeling somebody's pressing on me in my bed and I can't move. So there are energies and entities out there that will mount you sexually. And that is a reality because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, people. Well, we're not saying anything that's woo-woo or crazy or out of this world. As you said, we are sharing information to inform our listeners. But
hello? Now, Johnny, if you can hear me, you just went silent. I don't know if you hit the mute button.
Yeah, a little technical difficulty here. You know how it is sometimes, people. So, Hank, we have some callers on the line here. And I'm going to have the callers come in and ask questions or share comments. So I'm going to go to a short song segment. This is Curtis Mayfield, The Making of You. That's about 3 minutes. We're going to come right back. Hank, are you able to stay a little longer?
Yeah, I'm sitting here working on organ amulets. Working on organs.
All right. And we'll talk about how one can get in touch with Hank, his shows, his because listen, in this time we're living in, we need not only to learn how to master, but how to channel the energy in a correct way. And masturbation is not a sin. There's nothing wrong with it. Masturbation comes in different ways, walking in nature, absorbing the sun, being grateful, having that energy. And when you're in an attitude of gratitude, it changes your altitude. And we are talking about masturbation, not just only physically. But go ahead, Hank. You want to say something?
I want to say, masturbate and make the world a better place. Ladies, men, get your crystal and put that world between your knees and fuck the planet to a better place.
That's right. And on that note, we're going to take a short musical. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
A great big expression of happiness, boy, you couldn't miss. With a dozen roses, such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. It is true. The makings of you. The righteous way to go, little one would know, or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all men. Reflect some signs of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do. Reciting the makings of you. Thank you.
The makings of you. I mean, the makings of you is so intricate. It's like a great intricacy. And you know, I was looking on the call on the switchboard here. We had some callers, and some callers, as soon as I said we're going to bring in the conversation to introduce some callers kind of bowed out. But there's one caller, Hank, who has been holding on here, and I want to bring this caller in to see if they have any questions that they would like to ask. So let me go to 1433. Caller, you're on. Hello. Good night. Hello. Welcome to the Bush is Swelling Show. Okay. Caller, are you there? All right, so it appears that this caller doesn't have any questions. Let me go on to another caller here, 8347, and see if this caller has any questions they'd like to ask. Hi, greetings. Welcome to the Bush is Swelling Show. Are you on?
Yes, I am. However, I just recently logged on, so I really don't know much. But I want to say hello anyway.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Andreen.
Okay, Andreen, welcome to the show. My friend Andreen is on. So have you ever had any pleasurable or positive or negative experiences during masturbation? What is your take on that?
No, I really don't. I really don't have much to say. I'm still learning the process.
Wait a second, you don't play with yourself?
I don't know why someone's laughing at me.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm asking you. You don't masturbate?
I said I'm learning the process.
How long have you been studying?
not long enough to really talk about it.
Okay, the reason I'm saying is, if you don't know how to make it work, you can't make somebody else figure out how to make it work if you don't know. You know what I mean?
And this is what I've heard, so I definitely agree with that.
And it's like, it's just like a simple thing like, work that punani, sister. Figure out all your switches. Drive it like it's your favorite Lexus luxury car. You know, you got a nice voice, so, free yourself.
You know, I can't.
Let them hear you have church in the middle of Saturday night,
Yeah, I definitely am.
Don't have no quiet nut. Have a loud one.
Thanks. I had to step out of the library. I was in the library in silence, so I had to step out of the library.
Yeah, well, if that's where you got a nut, not outside the library. Well, get your nut going and make the world a better place. Otherwise, the nuts will really take over.
Masturbate for the
world.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Get yourself
on. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard in your growing up years negative conversations about masturbation?
Of course. We were just talking about it yesterday, I believe. And, I was talking to this guy, and he was like, oh, he's never masturbated. And I was like, that's not even true, because I think for boys, they start at a young age, So I'm like, you've never masturbated in his life. And he was like, no, I never did it. And I was just like, I don't believe that. That's a lie. I don't believe that. I don't believe it at all. So, and then when I asked, why? And he's just like, oh, that's disgusting, And I guess he was brought up believe that it was a dirty act as well, that.
So y'all became friends.
Say that again.
Y'all don't hang out that often, do you?
No. We were just having a conversation. I really don't know the person, but he was just saying that he never has, and I was just like, I don't believe that. Never. I just think that it was like. I think that it's more of a natural behavior for boys from a young age.
And what about girls?
I mean, I think girls do, but I don't know if it's, like, really done at a young age. I think most of the women that I know that are, I think they're now, like, you know, getting to know their bodies, and it's something that they definitely want to do because you don't know sometimes when you're going to get that person to satisfy your needs, so you got to be able to satisfy yourself, so...
No, I was masturbating since I was a little girl. And there are different ways of masturbation. I was masturbating.
Uh-huh.
I remember growing up in the Caribbean, watching Elvis Presley was a big thing at that time. I remember kissing my pillow, practicing how to kiss. I remember playing Dolly House with my neighbor's children, you know, and we were showing each other body parts. And trying to experiment. I mean, children are so curious about sexual body parts in an innocent type of a way. And I think that we have been brainwashed to think that honoring our bodies, touching our bodies, is something sinful, something negative. And if you, as Hank said, when we masturbate, men and women, that we can project the energy where we are sending out the healing energies, because energy is going out to heal the planet, to manifest what you want, to manifest the right kind of mate or healing for the body. You know, we can create such a transformation. Hank, you can jump in anytime if you wish to.
I remember the first time I experienced an orgasm. I was in a park as a little kid, sliding up, you know, crawling up this sliding board.
Mm.
And my legs were rubbing. And hold on a second.
So while Hank comes back, we'll yeah, go ahead.
So what happened was I was crawling up the sliding board, and my legs were rubbing together. All of a sudden, I had this surprisingly pleasant sensation. I had an orgasm, and I remember sliding back down on the sliding board back down to the bottom because I was like, wow. And I got back up on the sliding board, started rubbing my legs, and bang, popped again. And I slid back down. Wow. And I was enjoying going back to the park after that.
Wow.
But I was only like around, I think I was probably around two or three, you know. And that's when I had my first experience, if you want to call it, involuntary masturbating. And
did you say 3 years old?
I say around three, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You didn't get to figure out how you pee until you was grown? That's a lot of diapers, sister.
You know I'm messing with you, right?
I can't. I got to put the phone on mute. I can't do too much talking where I am.
Oh, that's
okay. But, you know, I mean, when you look at young children, even babies, innocently, you're changing them, especially boys. Their penis gets hard in the morning. Young males have an erection early in the morning. The whole idea of just rubbing on one's genitals does elicit that great feeling. And if you have had an experience of having your genital area touched or rubbed in a healthy way, we're not talking about unhealthy ways now, not molest or incest, anything like that. We're talking about it coming from your own self-discovery. And now, masturbation also is great for releasing headaches. People, if you have migraine headaches, you suffer from migraine headaches, tension in the body, if you don't have a mate or you don't have a friend with benefits or you don't have a toys, because toys are also great for helping this, you know, you need to know how to release and pleasure yourself as well. And we are talking about this from a very sacred space. It is your sacred experience. We're not dealing with the taboos. We know the church cultures have all these negative taboos about, but we, as Hank said, you can regenerate the earth. You can send healing energy through the power of your masturbation and get that going. So, Hank, we're getting close to the end of our show. I want you to share with the audience how they can reach you, talk about your radio show, what are the links, tell us how can people hear more about you.
Okay, Instagram, you can reach me at, my name is Bro, B-R-O period, H-A-N-K-H. Also, my first time doing psychedelic ayahuasca, I had the sensation of an orgasm in every cell in my body. And I remember saying to myself,
what is ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca is a psychedelic from South America. It's a medicine, plant medicine, and it's very healing. Everything we do, our thoughts create a psychedelic realm. Our food creates a psychedelic paradigm. And the plant kingdom has natural psychedelics such as ayahuasca, ibogaine, psilocybin mushrooms to help you remember your spiritual being having a human experience down here on the planet surface. So the first experience I had was orgasms in every cell in my body. So strive to move beyond just in the genital area. Live orgasmically. As Jill Scott says, live your life as if it's golden. Golden gasms. But my contact information is Brother Ankh, B-R-O period, H-A-N-K-H. Blog Talk radio station is Magnets, Crystals, and Pyramids. Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com, hashtag Magnets, Crystals, Pyramids. And you can find interviews that I've been interviewed on YouTube. Look for Brother Ankh, Brother Rich, Black Magic, Joel Benjamin, and my YouTube channel is Magnets, Space, Crystals, Space, and Pyramids.
Ooh.
Thank you, Najami, for having you on the show.
Yeah, listen, I mean, Hank, you have a lot of valuable information. And listen, and when I describe Hank as being a wizard or warlock, understand too that we are magical beings. I'm a witch myself. I consider myself not the negative imagery of what people depict witch to be. We are magical beings. How many times have you thought of something, thought of someone, and the person called you, or you wanted to manifest something in your life, and you claimed it, you breathe it, you asked for it, and it showed up. Know that you're a magical being. Know that you have the ability to manifest what you want also through your ability to masturbate. Masturbate is not a bad thing. Now, with everything else in life, you have to have a fine balance. I'm not saying that I masturbate every single day. No, I don't. But I'm saying that it is a very healthy thing to do when you feel a lot of pent-up energy, especially anxiety, from whatever stresses you're dealing with, headaches. If you can't pleasure yourself, if you don't know where you like to be touched, how you like to be touched, how on earth can you tell a partner or potential partner what turns you on, what is pleasurable, what is there? I'm going to try to see if the other caller is getting over their shyness and coming on. They're still on the show, actually. Caller, I'm going to tap into you, 14433. Is there any questions or comments you'd like to make? Hi, good night. Are you there? Hello? Don't be shy. There's no judgment here. This is a safe space. Hello?
Hello, I'm just listening. Hi, Screen of Swords.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate you listening. I want you to know that this is a safe space. We are not here to judge. If there's anything you'd like to ask before we close the show, Sister, feel free to ask. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
Or suggest you to the audience, because we've got an uptight audience, Queen. So
I suggest if you're going to use your masturbation to manifest, you at least got to be free spirit. Free spirit meaning like you're living your truth. You're being who you want to be. You're not living according to society. You're living how you want to live. You're being yourself. Nobody don't have you in check. I'm talking about relationships, because a lot of people in relationships can't be themselves. They can't even talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm. True.
And that's not called a soulmate. You know?
Mm.
So being true to yourself and being free spirit is important when it comes to manifesting, especially if you're doing it with masturbating. You know? That's just my take on it.
Yeah, well, we have a church tonight, Masturbation Church.
That's right. And if you're in a relationship with someone that you can't have a conversation with or you cannot feel free to be yourself, as a suggestor, then you're in the wrong relationship.
Yeah,
and
that's
have
99%
to also ask
of people. That's 99% of people.
Yes.
Definitely.
I would say 95.5 maybe, because... Or 85, because there are many of us who attract mates that mirror who we are and where we need to grow. So if you have a mate that does not honor you or support you or in a space of your growing, then you have to ask yourself, what do I need to learn from this experience and let go of the attachment to this person? Because as you're growing, you have to shed as well and release and let go.
Shedding
and not be afraid to be alone as well.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
Yeah.
When it comes
to
manifesting, that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Manifesting using with attraction. And manifestation has a lot to do with the feeling of it, because what you feel, the feeling of it is what you attract. When we visualize or manifest things, we think of things in pictures. We visualize it first and foremost in order for us to attract it. So it's important for us to understand that imagery, the power of the imagery. So when we are releasing and masturbating, and there are times, people, sister, I didn't get your name, but
Queen of Swords.
Queen of Swords.
Sorry.
Queen of Swords.
Queen of Swords. Thank you for being on. Again, as Hank suggested early in the broadcast, while you are going through our private time of space of masturbation, visualize what you want to manifest in your world. You want peace on the planet. We sisters can do great men. You want to attract a certain type of lifestyle, where you want to live, how you want to live. Visualize that. See that as being where you want to go. So before we close, Hank, when you go through your private moments and stuff, I'm assessing that you visualize the magic of your organ making, your how you want the world to be. Do you do that?
Oh, well, I'm doing it on a very interesting level. I imagine talking to the PCs.
And we have 2 minutes before we get cut off.
Okay. I imagine talking to the crystals. I imagine today I was realizing that it's time for me to crank up my personal internal meditation and talking to all my cells, telling them how much I love them. And what's real important for everybody is I think I would share this, you know, for masturbation, or even if you want to masturbate off your partner, get into ho'oponopono. In other words, the Hawaiian system is you say
to the person's chakras, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. So, you know, you can say that to yourself. In the Hawaiian system, they say, yes, you are a god, yes, you are a goddess. And you take responsibility that everything you've experienced, intentionally or unintentionally, you created it in this lifetime or another. So you just, to release yourself from the karma, you just say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. Say it into your reproductive, say it into your pineal gland, say it into your heart chakra, say it over the whole planet. But I think there should be a circle of women masturbating upon the planet, imagining the planet being between their knees so that you could have world change and make the world a better place, ladies, one nut after another.
Mm. Well, that sounds like a great spiritual conclave or ceremony for us to try to create, definitely. Ladies, how do you feel about that? Well, I guess the ladies choose to be silent at this time.
Yeah, that's all right.
But
thanks for having me on the show, Johnny.
Sorry?
And I said thank you for having me on the show. And
thank you for being on the show. We're coming down to the end. We have about 30 seconds left. And I want to say that, family, the Bush and Swelling Show is about sharing information. Again, we're not doctors. We are here to help you to just think about it, ignite the passion. Do your own research. You're coming up with interesting concoctions to stimulate the mental masturbation. We are here about the bush, the herbs. We are about really sharing with you information to help you to become that god, goddess, that witch, warlock, wizard that you are. And we love you. This show is a safe space. We know that there are different types of partners out there. Heterosexuals, almost, you know, people who are bisexual, LGBT, we are saying that we respect your right to choose to be who you want to be. And tapping into your sexual wellness, your sexual power, ignites not only power within you, but it ignites an attraction to help you to draw what you need. So stay tuned to Bushwoman Conversations Project. It's having a workshop coming up June 10th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Oxford Space, which is 138 Oxford Street between Atlantic and Fulton Street. And that's coming up. You can go on Eventbrite to get early bird tickets, or you can go on paypal.me/Najami, N-A-J-A-M-I. Again, paypal.me/Najami, dot Najami. Hank, when is your show? When is your next show coming up?
I do it on most Thursdays, 7 p.m. And sometimes if I don't have nothing to say, I don't have a show. So,
okay.
That's basically my
show. Your next show is coming up when?
Thursday.
This 7 Thursday PM, coming here?
Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm. Eastern Standard. So give us the link for your show again.
www.blogtalkradio.com #magnetscrystals and pyramids. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And hopefully you stay blissgasmic, multigasmic, or grown-gasmic, and may success be your destiny, always.
That's right. And I would like to say the next Bush and Swelling Show is on June 2nd and also June 16th. We'll be doing part one of Bedroom Adventures. So cheating with no sex, how does that manifest? And we'll be talking about how to boost up the boudoir experience, and what suggestions, what things we can do for making that. And even if you don't have a mate, this is an information session where conversation where when you do have a mate, how to keep it steamy, how to keep it hot between the sheets. And we are all about that. And I would just like to thank my guest, Brother Hank Rising Sun, Brother Alchemist. I will call him a magician of sorts. Get his jewelry, please. Get on his show. Listen to his show. Listen to the brother. And when he comes on, again, his website to get his Oregon jewelry is www.orgone4u.com, www.orgone4u.com. And if you like to get Hank's healing bottles, he has these magnetic bottles that transform the energy of your water. If you're not drinking alkaline water, which I recommend people do, but to get his bottles or to see, check out his stuff is www.healingwaterbottle.com. www.healingwaterbottle.com. And Hank's information is there to help you to get into what you need to get. So, again, I would like to thank everyone for coming on tonight. Sexual health is healing. Make sure that you live your life as if it's golden. Anyone else like to say anything before I close off? Any of our guests who are on? Any comments you'd like to share?
Yeah, I want
to
say, if you don't have a pistol, you better have a crystal.
You don't have a pistol, you better have a... What kind of crystal you recommend in particular to deal with sexual energy?
Start with clear quartz. Say, yes, I am orgasmic bliss. Yes, I am blissgasmic magnet. Yes, I am divinely protected. Yes, I am orgasmic every day in every way. Yes, embrace I am affirmations. I am divinely orgasmically protected. I am invisible to all law enforcement. Yes, I am. I am loving all life. And yes, I am all life loving me. I am forgiving all past lives, and yes, I am all past lives forgiving me. Yes, I am earthly wealth and abundance flowing through me, pooling around me, and cascading richly every day in every way. Yes, I thank you, Najami, and thank you, Mr.
You're welcome. You said clear. You said clear. If I understand you, Clerk, you said clear quartz. So one should have clear quartz on them. Carry it with them all the time.
Yeah, but talking to it like it's a microphone.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I recommend you hear the brother Claire Quartz. If not, I will also recommend that statement saying that Hank that you said before, I forgive you, I love you. I heard Reverend Valerie Love also state that. That's a very Hawaiian terminology or technique used for releasing energy. I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. it's a Hawaiian prayer or affirmation, so to speak. And you can do that meditation to send it out to your loved ones. And also I would recommend people consider creating an altar in your space, which is very important for attracting energies. A money altar. If you'd like to know how to create altars, I recommend going on to Reverend Valerie Love. Valerie Love is on YouTube. She comes on at 6 a.m. in the morning live. But if you go on YouTube, you can look on her other channels, her other YouTube channels that talks about how to create manifest altars and the use of crystals and how important those crystals are. So we are about masturbation using crystals, masturbation using the power of the mind, masturbation using the power of colors, masturbation being nature, masturbation just being alive and being grateful and being thankful, masturbation of just knowing that you were born here for a specific season and a reason, and you have a purpose for being here. Just masturbate also when you eat good food. When you eat good food and it goes into the body and it nourishes your body, how does it feel? Enjoy masturbation when you breathe in good-ass prana. When you breathe in good air and you take that deep breath in, there are a lot of people who can't breathe, who are on oxygen tanks, who are on tubes. Masturbation that you have good health. Masturbation that you are a child of the universe and the universe loves you. Masturbation that you can bring forth any ideas, anything that you want to create. Masturbation is about releasing pent-up energy. Don't be afraid to embrace and touch your bodies because it is yours. Okay? So I'm saying that we need to really, really embrace that. So I'm going to close out tonight. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to close out with Jill Scott, living our life as if it's golden, because we are golden. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bush is Swelling show tonight. We really appreciate you coming on, and we just would like to say have a blessed week. Make this a very productive, memorable one.
know that you matter. Know that we value your presence. We value you being here. And I would just love to say peace, namaste, and good night.